The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Daf Kaf Dalet. In today's shir, we're going to briefly discuss one of the aspects of a very common shaila nowadays, which is one allowed to take medicine, and in particular pills, on Pesach which contain chometz? What used to happen was when they made pills, they used to take the actual medical element of it, but that was very often inedible, and they would combine it with a mixture of flour and water in order to make the pill. And in that way, they would have a pill which a person could swallow. Nowadays, a lot of pills are not made from flour, but are made from artificial ingredients. But at any rate, there are still some which do contain chometz. So the question is, are you allowed to take them on Pesach? Now, there's no question, obviously, that a chole sheyesh bo sakana is allowed to take these pills, because all the dinim of the Torah are nidche when it comes to pikuach nefesh. But we're talking here about a chole she'ein bo sakana, a person who's not in a life-threatening illness, but nonetheless is not well and needs to take these medicines. You're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, you're not allowed to even own chometz on Pesach, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from chometz on Pesach whatsoever. So the shaila is, these pills, they do contain some chometz. The person swallowing them doesn't intend to eat the chometz. He wants it for the medicinal properties of the compound which is attached to the chometz. And the chometz itself, as such, is not inedible, because once it's made into a pill, then it's not the type of thing that people normally chew on and eat. So the question is it still a problem or not? So there's a lot of posts can talk about this, and there's various different halachas connected to this, the halacha of whether the chometz is considered as though it's bottle already, or do we say that since you're actually going to go ahead and use it, there's a halacha of achshavei, the fact that even though technically speaking it doesn't exist anymore, it's as if it's not gone anymore. But if you do put it to some use, particularly to eat it, that's called achshavei, that gives it a certain status and it reverts back to chometz. So that's a whole nidon in the poskim, and the poskim discuss this at length. But we're going to discuss a slightly different aspect of that. And that is the concept of shaloka derech hana'osan, which appears in our sugya here. The Gemara in Pesach and Daf Kaf Dal Dam Bei says, "Omer Rabbi Yevrol, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shabatera Ein Lokin Alehin Elach Kederach Hanaoson." All the Yisurim in the Torah, the prohibitions where the Torah prohibits either eating or having benefit from something, it's only forbidden if you derive benefit from it in a normal way. But if you derive benefit from this forbidden product in an unusual manner, then in our Torah it's not osan; it will be permitted. The Gemara gives an example. If someone took chelev of a shor haniskal, which is forbidden to have any hanor, you can't have any benefit from it, and rather than eat it, he puts it, he makes out of it some type of bandage, and puts it on a wound. So even though he might get some benefit from it, since that's not the normal way to get benefit from chelev, because the normal way a person would get benefit from chelev would be to cook it and eat it. In such a case, is not over the Isra of Hano, the Isra of Shor Hanisko. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisayda Torah, Peh, Hey, Halachaches, also brings this down. And he says that anything which is Kederach, Shalo Kederach, and Osan, if one has benefit from it, it's not a problem. And therefore, for Chole, even for Shein Bezakon, is allowed to do it. So, the Rambam says, for example, Aval Shalo Kederach, and Osan, Kokoin, Shoosin Lo Rutia, or Melugma, Mechomets, or Meorla, if someone makes a bandage or a plaster out of chometz or out of orlo, or you mix up the forbidden food with something which is extremely bitter tasting and therefore it's no longer fit for eating, and then one eats it, that is mutter, that's permitted, I finish a lover bochum sakonim. Even for chole she'ein bo sakana, because it's shelo kederech hana'osan. There are a couple of exceptions to this case, kilaya kerem and bosa v'cholov. Those are forbidden to have any benefit from them, even shelo kederech hana'osan, as the Gemara says here, and on kafei ovad aleph. But all other itum in the Torah, if it's shelo kederech hana'osan, it would be mutter. Now, let's consider our case of pills which contain chometz. The problem is chometz, but chometz shelo kedarach on osin is mutter. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, in Minchas Shlomo Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin, starts by saying that that's clear, that the fact that one swallows the pill rather than eats it is not enough of a reason to say that it's not considered as though you're having benefit in the normal way. That's certainly true, that someone who eats something which one is forbidden to eat, there's no difference whether he eats it, chews it first, and then swallows it, or swallows it directly. Swallowing is a type of eating as far as Allah is concerned. Legabe mitzvahs of eating, if one swallows it, one's also yotzer. Legabe prohibitions of eating, if one swallows it, it's also forbidden, even if one doesn't chew on it. So that itself is not going to help us to allow it. However, what about the fact that the chometz isn't really in its original state? Normally, the way to eat chometz or derive benefit from it is if one has flour mixed with water, or flour which has been washed and becomes chometz, or bread, or cake, or something like that. The normal way of having benefit from it is to eat it. There are certain other practices that one might do with chometz in its normal state. Chometz which has been converted into a pill is no longer in its normal state. So maybe we can say the very fact that one's eating, even if one actually considers it as one's eating it, because swallowing is the same as eating, but one's deriving benefit from it in an unusual fashion, because it's not the normal way of consuming chometz to mix it together with some medicinal compound and swallow it together. So this is Rosh Hashanah, depends on our Gemara. Our Gemara says again that Rabbi Avol, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says that someone who eats or derives benefit from Isur HaNoah in an unusual fashion has not transgressed the Isur. Says Rabbi Zeira, I will bring a proof to this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brisa which says, Ein sofkin Yisrael boy mishum orlo, el aleyote min azesim emun ha'anovim bilvad. One is only forbidden to derive benefit from orlo, produce of the first 3 years of a newly planted tree, which is forbidden to eat, is forbidden to derive any benefit from him. Well, it's only forbidden if one eats the fruit, or if you're taking the juice out of the fruit and consuming that, that would apply to olives if you take oil out of them, or grapes if you take grape juice out of them and make wine out of it. However, says Abzeir, for the brass is clear, that v'ilu mitutim te'enim v'rimonim loy. If you squeeze out a strawberry, or a fig, or even a pomegranate, then it's implied from the brisa that if you have benefit from this juice, you are not over the issa of orla. Says Rav Zeira, surely the reason for this is that it's not the normal way of consuming it. So when it comes to grapes and olives, the normal way to consume it, as much as to eat the grape and to eat the olive, is to squeeze out the juice and drink that. However, when it comes to strawberries, for example, the normal way of eating a toot, a strawberry, is to eat it as a fruit. If juice comes out of a strawberry, then that's not the normal way of deriving benefit from it. So that's shaloi kederach hana'osam, and therefore there will be no problem in the case of orla. So this is Rav Zeira. So it's a proof from this brisa to Rabbi Yochanan's idea that shaloi kederach hana'osam is mutter. However, Abaya disagrees on this. And Abaya says, "Omale Abaya, bishleni achmanin pri gufa delo ko'achil leiderch and also shapi." Had the brisa told us that if you take the fruit and you consume the fruit in an unusual manner, then you would be right; it would be a proof to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. However, halacha mishum dezeo ba'almahu. When it comes to juice that comes out of a strawberry, the reason why it's permitted to derive benefit from it, even if the strawberry was orla, is because it's not really considered as juice of the fruit at all. It's considered as zeh of alma. Zeh is like perspiration. In other words, it's not the essence of the fruit. When it comes to the case of a grape, or it comes to an olive, the juice which comes out of it is essentially part of the fruit, and therefore it's as much forbidden as the fruit itself. However, when juice comes out of a strawberry, that is not considered as part of the fruit. It's in Lashon the Gemara, Zeo Ba'alma, just like perspiration of the fruit, so to speak. In other words, it's not part of the fruit, and that's why it's permitted to derive benefit from it. So Abaya is doicha the proof of Rav Zeira from this brisa to Rav Yochanan. Now, the Noda B'Yehuda in Tinyona Arachayim Simon Samachtalad, and also in the tzlach, his sefer, the tzlach, the Lady Buddha wrote sefer tzlach on the Gemara, on our sugi here, Mesachim Dachkaf Dalet, comes out with a chiddush. And he says, Abaye is not merely to being doicha the proof of Rav Zeira from this brisa. Abaye is actually arguing with Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira understands that what's an example of Shaloka Derech and Osam, if you take a fruit which one normally eats whole, and instead you squeeze it out and drink the juice, that's permitted even if the fruit is Osam because it's called Shaloka Derech and Osam. Says Abaye, that's not correct. That's called Kederech and Osam. The reason why strawberry juice is permitted is because it's Zeir Ba'alma. But were it to be considered as something more essential and part of the fruit, then the fact you squeezed it out and then drank it does not help you to consider it as Shaloka Derech and Osam. And the reason for this is that although the normal thing that one does with a fruit is eats it as it is, raw and whole, once it's been squeezed out, although it's unusual to do that, once it's been squeezed out, the juice itself is, we regard it, so to speak, as a new product. What's the normal thing that one does with the juice? The normal thing one does with the juice is one drinks it. And therefore you can't say, Shalot Kederech HaNa'oson. True, drinking the juice is not the Derech HaNa'oson of the fruit, because the fruit one normally eats. But once the fruit has already been squeezed out, and there's juice there, now the drinking of the juice is the derech hano'o, it's the normal way of deriving benefit from this juice. And therefore the Yochanan's rule is not going to help you. And therefore, if it's forbidden the fruit, then the juice will also be forbidden. In the case of strawberry, it's permitted in the brisa, says Abaye, because it's Zeir Ba'alma, but if not for that, that would still be considered Shaloka Derech HaNa'oson. So according to Nehru, we have a fundamental dispute between Rav Zeira and Abaye, what's considered Shaloka Derech HaNa'oson. Rav Zeira says any fruit which you eat normally and not as a whole fruit, if you were to then squeeze it out and drink the juice, that's already called Shaloka Derech HaNa'oson. Says Abaye, no, that's called Kederech HaNa'oson, because even though I agree with you, Rav Zeira, that the fruit, the normal hanoi is to eat the fruit as it's whole, once it's already been squeezed out, then the Kederech HaNa'oson is to drink the juice in the normal fashion. So this is Rav Shlomo Zalman. Coming back to our Shaila, we have a pill which has been made of chometz. True, originally the chometz in its original state, the Derech HaNa'oson would have been to eat it or consume it in a normal manner, and not to make it into a pill. But once it's made into a pill, we can't say now that by swallowing the pill it's called Shaloka Derech HaNa'oson, because the Derech HaNa'oson of chometz is to eat it in a normal fashion. Because as the Navi Buddha says, that only applies if you're using the original product in an unusual manner. Once you've taken this chometz and made it into a substance which is not eaten anymore, the normal thing that one does with this now is to consume it as part of the medicine. So even though if you were to look at the overall picture, you're using chometz in an unusual manner, once it's been made into a powder which forms a pill, now the usual manner is to consume it as part of a piece of medicine. As such, that's called Kederech HaNa'oson, and not Shaloka Kederech HaNa'oson. And therefore, the fact that you're consuming the chometz in an unusual way, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in this case isn't going to help us. Because in the state that it's in currently, it is called consuming it in the normal manner, Kederech HaNa'oson. Even though, with regard to the original chometz, it's Shaloka Kederech HaNa'oson. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there are two svaros, very interesting, which combined together permit one to use this chometz in the pill, even though it's called Kederech HaNa'oson Lichrova. One svara, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, is that although we said earlier that that's clear, that someone who swallows something, it's the same as if he's eaten it, suggests Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe that's only if it's food which is normally eaten. Food which one normally puts in one's mouth and chews and then swallows, if you swallow that without chewing it, it also considers if you're eating it. But what about food like a pill which you don't chew at all? The only thing one does with this is to swallow it. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would not be considered as though one's eaten it. Swallowing something which can only be swallowed and not be eaten is not considered as derech achila, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's one svara. He adds with that another svara as well. Although the Navi Yehuda says that something which was originally forbidden, if you change its state and you have something now which is used in a different manner, even though with regard to the original products it's now called Shaloka Derech HaNa'oson, But with regard to the final product, the normal manner is now to use it to drink the juice, for example. That will be considered kedera hanos on a coincidental yuda. That would only apply if once you've converted it into its new state, it now has a normal use for everybody. For example, if you take a fruit and squeeze the juice out of it, even if most people would eat the fruit in its raw state, once you have the juice is available and is used in a normal manner by most people to drink it. However, what would be if you had something which even after you've changed it, there is no normal manner with what to do with it? The only thing one can do with it in its normal manner now is to use it for a very limited number of people, i.e. for people who are unwell, for choilim. In that case, as we're showing Muzalman, that's already called shaloka derechan also. True, any fruit which you squeezed out, so as a lady Yudah, once you squeeze it out, the normal manner is now to drink it, and that's called kederechan also. But if after you've squeezed it out, the only time anyone would use it would be if it was unwell, then that's already called shaloka derechan also, because you've changed the original fruit to something which can only be used by a limited number of people. So that's, even the Nebi Yehuda would agree, is a shaloka derechan also. Says Rosh Hashanah, I'll bring you a proof. We mentioned earlier that the Rambam says that if one takes chometz and makes it into a malugma, makes it into a type of bandage, and the way the Gemara explains, by chewing on it and converting it into a mushy mixture which would then put on a wound, which apparently has a therapeutic effect, a healing effect on the wound. So the Rambam says that's not a problem of having a hanah from chometz, because it's shaloka derechan also. And points out the Kesher Mishnah, clearly we're talking about whether chometz itself belongs to a non-Jew, and perhaps the non-Jew is the one who chews it, because otherwise there's a separate problem. Apart from with chometz as an issa, not just to have hanah from it, but there's an issa of balira, and this is to actually own the chometz. So you don't even be allowed to do this if it wasn't belonging to a Jew, but belonged to a non-Jew. But as far as having benefit from the chometz, says the Rambam, that's not a problem, because that's called shaloka derechan also. Now, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, once the chometz has been, the wheat kernels have been chewed on and mixed with saliva and put on a bandage, now the derechan of this mixture is to use it to heal a wound. So how can the Rambam call that shaloka derechan also, according to the Nedib Yehuda? So it's clear from here, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that even though the Nedib Yehuda says that once it's been converted from its original state, if it now has a use, it's called kederchan alson, that's only if it now has a widespread and regular use. But if the use it has now is limited only to cholim, or only to wounds, then that's called shalo kederchan alson, because the original state would have been used for everybody. The chometz would have been eaten by everybody, or the fruit would have been eaten by everybody. Now that it's been converted into another state, although it does have a use, it has a very limited use, that's called shaloka derechan olson, even according to the Nedi Yehuda. So therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, since this chometz, in the case of the pill, in its original state would have been eaten in a normal manner, it's now been converted into a different state, which can only be swallowed. Although the Nedi Yehuda says something which can be converted to a new state, if it has a regular use, it's still called kederechan olson. Nonetheless, in this case, since its regular use after it's been converted is limited to people who are unwell, to cholim, and add to that, as Rosh Shlomo Zalman, his earlier svara, that something which can only be swallowed, it is not chewed at all, the fact that you swallow it is not called eating, with these two svaras combined with Rosh Shlomo Zalman, lechol, we will be able to permit taking medicines, even if they're made of chometz, because it's called shaloka derechan olson, for two reasons. Firstly, because the original product is eaten normally and this is not, and it's limited to cholim. And secondly, because the fact that since you could only swallow it and not eat it in a normal manner also means that it's been eaten in an unusual fashion. And therefore, the Shlomo Zalman, because Shlomo Chelialis and Yudzayin concludes that lechera one could use pills, even if they have a chometz sticker ingredient in them, in order to, for a Cholish Ein Bo Sakana on Pesach. Just to end off with, as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of discussion about all of this in the Poskim. For those who want to do further research, there's a Chazanish in Siman Kuf Tef Zayin Sivkon Ches who discusses it. There's a couple of tshuvas of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in English, Moshe Chelik Beis Siman Tzadik Beis, and in Chelik Gimel Siman Samach Beis. Many, many other contemporary Poskim discuss the issue of taking pills which have chometz in them. even although there are many poskim who permit it, there are one or two very popular poskim who disagree with this, as Shakas Aryeh and Simon Ayin Dalet Ayin Hay, and Achiezer and Chelik Gimel Simon Lamed Dalet Ois Dalet, who discuss this and are more machmir. So although many poskim are makil, halacha lemaisa, most people make an effort to try and get hold of a suitable medicine if they need it, which does not contain chomets. And now there are widely available lists of medicines which don't contain chomets. Or alternatively, if there are no choice, then they take the pill and wrap it up in a small piece of paper or something like that, and then swallow it. So that's called shaloka derech hanos, according to everybody, might not even be called the achila properly because there's no hanos derech. And therefore, people try and avoid this problem altogether if it can be avoided, in order to be able to dust the person or machwe. However, if there's no choice, then there is certainly mokum to be makel. Of course, in the final decision, everybody should consult their own particular rov and describe their own circumstances and get a psak exactly on this from their own rov. But akraponim linyon neinu, what comes out is a very interesting discussion in the Neidah Yehuda, which comes out from our Gemara, that shaloka derech hanos, according to the Neidah Yehuda, only helps you to avoid the issa if the product is in its original state, but once it's been converted, even in the original state, it's used in one way. Once it's been converted to something else, and now that also has a normal way of using it, that's called kederech hanoson, and we don't say it's called shaloka derech hanoson by looking at the original product. And to that, Rosh Lema Zalman has added that only applies if the new product, the new thing that's in existence at the moment, has a regular use. But even if the new thing as it stands doesn't have a regular use, and is itself only used for limited purposes, such as only for chaylim, then even the Neidah Yehuda would agree that would be called shaloka derech hanoson, and it would be permitted.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.